and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Laurence. Thanks for joining me. What began as an inspired brainstorming session in a parking lot among four friends is now, 10 years later, an award-winning professional theater based in Kalamazoo, which splits its season between its original small-space theater in the heart of downtown to the big stage at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive. Today, we'll take a look at all eight productions in the far-reaching 10th season of Farmers Alley Theater with Deputy Director Rob Weiner and Artistic Director Jeremy Koch. Rob Weiner told me they really wanted to make this season special.
Deciding on a season is difficult, regardless of whether it's your 10th season or your 15th or 30th or anything like that. And putting a puzzle together is very challenging. But we knew for our 10th anniversary season, we wanted to be a little bigger, shows that really move the needle, that would make our audience excited, challenge them artistically, creatively challenge us, and bring pieces, both new and old, to the theater that we would really be able to put our own special stamp on. And we feel like we've done that with our 10th season lineup.
Absolutely. Bigger, splashier, timely, of course, things that are classics, like historic classics or modern day classics. I mean, we've really tried to run the gamut.
As a professional theater, your organization has a working relationship with the Actors Equity Association, the union that represents actors on Broadway and beyond. That means you're often hiring actors and directors who come from all over the country to work here. What kind of feedback have they given you?
We're hearing from actors that have been with us that they've loved their time here, and they're telling friends and colleagues and coworkers, industry people about it. Then I'm also hearing from actors who have never worked here before, something like, you guys have a really good reputation. I'm hearing really good things about your company. I would really like to work for you, with you. That is very encouraging. Yeah. It's great to hear.
Yeah, that's everything you can ask for as a producer.
Yeah, and it's a lot to accomplish in just 10 years.
It's surprising. I mean, I have to be honest, you know, when somebody says that there's a reputation out there, it's almost surreal, you know, because we feel like we are just, you know,
you live in your bubble, man.
That's right. You're in your bubble.
It just started yesterday.
Oh, there's people talking about us that we don't even know. And yeah, it's a really cool feeling.
I've always been proud to call Kalamazoo my home. And now it brings me great pride to have these people from all over the country learn about our little hamlet here and say such wonderful things about it.
That's pretty cool.
I had a dream. A dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but
we are opening our 10th season certainly with a bang, with the classic musical Gypsy.
Everything's coming up roses.
One of the greatest American musicals ever written.
Some people might say the greatest book musical ever.
I mean, with the talent behind it, like Julie Stein and Stephen Sondheim and Arthur Lorentz doing the book music and lyrics, I mean, there's not a person who has musical theater in their bones that isn't somewhat inspired when you hear some of those chords at the beginning of
absolutely
some of those songs and
those
whatnot.
Horns start wailing. Mm-hmm. It's indescribable.
You have 26 people cast in this show, which just sounds like a big cast for Farmers Alley Theater.
Yeah, we thought we had the biggest cast we'd ever have last year when we did 1776 and all those delegates from the 13 colonies were up there. But I believe that cast was 25.
It was.
And so we've one-upped it by one. It's so exciting because we've got about 10 young actors,
yes,
who are going to be in the show playing, you know, Baby June and Baby Louise and all these newsboys that
that's
are
right
in there. And so that's a whole new aspect where we've never had that many
that
kids
many,
in the show
no,
before.
Not at all.
So that's going to be a real treat for their families to see them up performing on a professional stage with
alongside, right, equity actors and other local professionals. So hopefully they'll get a real, you know, good education, theater education out of that.
Introduce us to the person stepping into the Ethel Merman role.
Sure, sure. She's awesome. Her name is Mary Jo Mecca, and she is actually a friend of Terry Bibb. And Terry Bibb played Margaret in our production of The Light in the Piazza, and both are members of that Actors' Equity Union, and have both been on Broadway. And so it was, yeah, it was that one degree of separation where she said, Terry said, my friend Mary Jo is really right for this part, sent us a video, and the rest is history. She also is a powerhouse. She's got real big voice, but she also does have a maternal aspect as well, you know, so you can, we'll be able to see both sides of Rose. The mom, of course, but then that, you know, that brassy, got to get my kids out there kind of a person. So that's going to be very exciting.
You can do it. All you need is a hand. We can do it. Mama is gonna say do it. Turn up, light the light.
We've mentioned that Gypsy is about showbiz, but Rob, would you mind going a little deeper into this story?
Sure. I mean, Gypsy tells the real-life story of Gypsy Rose Lee, who's one of the famed burlesque performers of the 20th century, and really tells the story of the ultimate stage mom, played by our lead actress who plays Mama Rose, and her two daughters, June and Louise. And it runs this gamut of probably, you know, 20 years in their lives from when when Louise and June are children to when they grow up to be adults. And sort of how you push your children, you want the best for them, but to what extent do you go to? And it's a tragic story in the end, kind of, as well. But it's really a moving story of the realization of a quote-unquote American dream. Gypsy runs October 6th through the 22nd for 3 weekends over at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive. The season ticket packages, as well as single tickets, are always available on our website, www.farmersalleytheater.com, or at our box office, 269-343-2727. If we do not look back at our history, we're doomed to repeat it, which leads us to our next performance, which is taking place downtown, back at our original intimate 100-seat Black Box Theater, and that is The Diary of Anne Frank, a powerful piece of literature. This is a newly revised edition that came to New York recently, within the last 15 or so years, and directed by our executive director, Adam Weiner.
The last time I read The Diary of Anne Frank, I was in high school, so this is so long ago.
Just a couple years.
It's almost in this sort of dusty pile of things I had to read when I was in high school, right? How does a production on stage make this story new?
Well, there's almost two stories that are unfolding within The Diary of Anne Frank. Where, you know, obviously the big picture, you know, the atrocities that are going on in Europe at that time. But it really is the story of a young girl sort of learning about life, learning about love, first love.
Coming of age.
And it's going to be really, really beautiful and heart-wrenching, you know, when that's set against the backdrop of the horrors of war.
Right. In fact, we're looking to secure funding because what we would like to do is allow any student to come and see the show for free. We feel it's that important.
The Diary of Anne Frank begins its run on November 3rd at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive. More information at farmersalleytheater.com.
In December, we'll be returning to our home on Farmer's Alley and lightening things up a little bit and giving everyone a real rockin' good time with a show called Honky Tonk Angels. We'll be in our setup of the tables and chairs and coffee and dessert. This is something that many of our audience members have come to know and love.
Yeah, Honky Tonk Angels is this just rip-roaringly fun look at country music, and it takes three ladies who dream of stardom, a housewife, a secretary, and sort of a coal miner's daughter, and really they'll be performing songs from Dolly Parton's catalog, Loretta Lynn, Reba McEntire, Tammy Wynette. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of amazing music. It's just going to be a real boot stomp and toe tap and good time. If you can't make it down to the Grand Ole Opry or Music City this Christmas time, come to Farmer's Alley. We've got you covered. Tickets for that will also be on sale on our website, farmersalleytheater.com. What I would give for a little bit of taste of mama's homemade chocolate cake. Tennessee homesick blues is running through my head.
In 2018, what show begins the new year?
We're going to present something that is going to challenge you intellectually and maybe emotionally and in terms of religion and politics. We're going to present a play called The Christians by Lucas Naff. He's an upcoming Broadway playwright. This was a Tony-nominated play. He was called one of the brightest new voices of his generation by the New York Times. The Christians is about a pastor who runs a big megachurch and who has a realization. He reads a story about a young boy who is not a Christian who runs into a building to save a young girl's life. And he saves her life, but then he dies after saving that girl's life. And this pastor struggles with the fact that, according to some interpretations of the Bible, that young man would go to hell. And so he says to himself, that just doesn't seem right to me. And so he decides to take his church in another direction, which is, maybe there isn't a heaven or a hell, or maybe there just isn't a hell at all. And of course, that causes a big uproar.
The Christians is probably, of all the plays on our schedule, the one that I'm most looking forward to, because it is a new show. Because it does challenge our audience, and those, just me personally, is one of my favorite things to be in an audience, is witnessing a show, and then the ride home, the conversation afterwards, and when a show sticks in your head for a couple days. You know, a lot of people might be wary this is a show called The Christians, and people are saying that it's going to be challenging and thought-provoking. The unique thing about it, as Jeremy sort of explained the central conceit of the show, I don't think that it is biased in the ways that it looks at faith in America. I think it's very even-handed. You can see perspectives on many of the character sides. And it's going to be one of those shows where every audience member is going to have a different reaction to it based on their own feelings and beliefs. And that's really exciting to me.
We saw the play at the Steppenwolf in Chicago, and we did just that. We did talk about it the entire ride home.
This will be under the direction of yet another extremely experienced individual that has proven himself again and again in our community.
Mr. D. Terry Williams, who has a theater named after him at Western Michigan University. I mean, he's that big.
Terry likes to take on these challenging works that really incite dialogue and conversation. And I guarantee you, much like last year when he directed our production of Disgraced, that there's going to be talkbacks after the show. Absolutely. With religious leaders. He is the perfect person to steward this production for us next February. And what's exciting is this is going to be taking place not downtown at our smaller space, but since it takes place at this mega church, this is going to take place over at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive.
I'm speaking with Deputy Director Rob Weiner and Artistic Director Jeremy Koch of Farmers Alley Theater, which will produce The Christians February 9th through February 18th, 2018. Full details at farmersalleytheater.com.
After The Christians, we head back to our downtown space at Farmers Alley for the comedic tale of a backstage play called It's Only a Play. A grand play has just opened on Broadway. It's opening night. And after opening night, there's a party at the producer's house with the producer, the director, the author, the star, and they're all anxiously waiting the reviews. Will the show be a flop or will it be a hit? The producer, this is their first time ever producing something. The director is this hotshot from Great Britain who's sort of sick of himself and misanthropic to the nth degree. The star is this former movie star who's this is recovering drug addict. The author of the play is sort of this, New York sort of has been. And there's also the critic shows up as well. And all the critic ever wanted to do was to be an actor, as we think all critics maybe want to be secretly. So there's a lot of physical comedy. There's a lot of doors on stage and a lot of wonderful nods and insights into show business today. The famous playwright Terrence McNally wrote this play back in the 80s, and he updated it just a couple years ago and put in all these modern references to current shows on Broadway, to current actors that are acting both on stage and on screen. It's very witty, very sharp, and a really no-holds-barred sort of attack on show business in the 21st century.
It's Only a Play is going to be directed by Mr. J. Scott Lapp, Jeremy Lapp, who directed our production of Murder for Two, which was a big hit. It's Only a Play runs March 9th through the 25th at our original downtown space.
That is so unique and outstanding that there's no one else quite like him. We have such a star of such magnitude with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, the inimitable Liberace.
We are once again thrilled to be collaborating with the Irving S. Gilmore Keyboard Festival for the third festival in a row. We'll be presenting a story about the life and times of an American icon in the musical Liberace, running April 27th through May the 13th. This is a one-man show that sort of goes through the highs and lows of his life.
We love the partnership. And of course, Mr. Dan Gustin, the reason he did this is because he wanted to have his audience have a little something different, but still centered around the piano. So you get to hear some great performances in the classic sense, but then you can take a little break from all the recitals and come and see something a little different and see either a play or a musical that centers around that piano. And audiences are going to learn about a Milwaukee boy, actually. Yes.
Milwaukee, just across the lake.
That's right. A hop, skip, and a jump over that pond. Not many people realize, I didn't certainly know that going into this, that Liberace grew up in Milwaukee. And this show actually was created at Milwaukee Rep by the artistic director at that time. I'm not sure if he still is to this day, Brent Hazelton, and one of their lead performers, a guy named Jack Forbes Wilson. And they got together and they said, hey, let's create this biopic, basically a biography about Liberace, and let's show everyone a little more about him, not just the glitz and the glamour, but about that young boy and about how he became that showman.
The one-man show Liberace, starring Brent Hazelton, runs April 27th to May 13th in conjunction with the Gilmore Keyboard Festival and is the sixth production in the new season of Farmer's Alley Theater. Now we've reached June, and the music continues with a stage adaptation of the famous novel The Bridges of Madison County. It won the Tony Award for Best Musical Score.
I left 8 days ago from Washington. I've got a place there on the Sound. I took Route 2 east out of Spokane. This old truck, she's been around.
What was very appealing is that Mr. Jason Robert Brown, who composed such Broadway musicals as Parade, he wrote a score that I think is one of the most beautiful ever written. It's lush. It's filled with the influence of Italy, which is the Meryl Streep role, Francesca. So you get those strings and that flavor. The cello is a huge character in the show. And then the photographer, the Clint Eastwood role, Robert, many times accompanied by guitar, you know, just an acoustic guitar, kind of that folksy feel. And Jason Robert Brown does a great job of blending styles together. The classic Italian, the folk, the pop, the country twang, and the Broadway, traditional Broadway. He does it all, and we're just thrilled to present it.
Put inside the picture frame some tables and a coffee pot, a uniform, a girl of 23. Sitting at a table, as exotic as that girl would ever see. Have her standing over him and laughing as he's asking her a question no one thought to ask before.
And once again, I like that you're balancing a story about a sort of over-the-top, unreal character, Liberace, immediately with a cast of people who play just regular folks.
Simple folks.
Yeah, regular folks.
With big feelings.
An Iowa family, the nosy next-door neighbor, a flashback to like an ex-wife, the photographer who works for National Geographic. I mean, yeah, this is a little slice of Americana set in the 1960s.
Bridges of Madison County is taking place back over at the Little Theater on Oakland Drive during the month of June, the 8th through the 24th.
We've got one more show left on the season, and it opens July 20th. Take it away, Rob.
Yeah, so we started the season with a bang with Gypsy, and we wanted to end with a flourish as well. And we feel like we've done that with the all-time Tony-winning musical, Mel Brooks's The Producers, which sort of puts a nice little bow on our season because we've had shows that have sort of dealt with what's going on. If you don't know the story of The Producers, it's about these two swindlers, Max Bialystock and Leo Bloom, who try to put on the worst Broadway musical of all time.
So that they can make $1 million.
So they can embezzle the money from their investors and make out and go to Rio de Janeiro.
That's right.
And they feel like they found that musical, that worst show ever, with the play Springtime for Hitler. And a colorful cast of characters like you've never seen will don Farmer's Alley stages, costumes, the one-liners, the sets. Mel Brooks's The Producers is, if you don't know, what's wrong with you?
Probably one of the greatest comedic movies of all time. Gene Wilder, Zero Mostel. I mean, you can't not laugh. If you don't laugh at that movie, something's wrong with you. Mm-hmm.
The stage production set some sort of record?
Yeah. I mean, it was the most. I mean, not even Hamilton could win as many Tony Awards as The Producers did back when it premiered in 2001. Of course, starred Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick, directed and choreographed by Susan Stroman. And we're looking for that perfect Max and Leo, that partnership. We haven't had anyone sign on the dotted line yet, but we've got feelers out to a bunch of people.
And people are reaching out to me and saying, I want to do it.
Yeah. So, much like when we closed the season with Monty Python's Spamalot a couple years ago, when we're considering doing the producers, we thought, well, what can we do the producers? We did Spamalot. We could do the producers, okay? And just every song is flat out hilarious.
Yeah.
From the German number to the Roger DeBris and the Keep It Gay number to the title song in Springtime for Hitler and all the crazy costumes that come out for that. Spamalot was kind of the biggest show we've ever done before, and I think this one will top it.
Yeah.
Then you'll do it?
Do it? Of course not. The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Shows should be more pretty. Shows should be more witty. Shows should be more... What's the word? Gay? Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay.
I love the music of the producers because of the lyrics. How he can turn a phrase, the rhyming that he comes up with, the book, it's just, one scene to the next is memorable. Every character gets their moment to shine. The ensemble, going back to the hardest working people in show business, we had all those knights in their chainmail dancing around and playing 1,000 characters during Spamalot. This time our ensemble gets to play accountants and little old ladies and dress up as, you know, sauerkraut and kielbasas and stuff like that. And it's just going to be ridiculously funny.
There, we're going to build a wing for quick changes. They just have to change their costumes nonstop. Every time they leave the stage, they're changing their costumes. They're going to come right back on. Mel Brooks is, what's great about him is that, of course, the lowbrow stuff and just the silly, goofy stuff. But he's also super witty and super intelligent. So it's going to tickle both your funny bones.
When I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to Springtime for Hitler, will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute! This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Samuel Champagne!
Oh, if at the end you want them to cheer, keep it.
I feel right now that theater is really important on a social level, on a human level. I think in this day and age of technology and we're all on our screens and we're all looking down, this is a chance to look up, look around, witness something that reflects the human experience, sit next to someone, either your family or a friend, or maybe there's even a stranger nearby. You're all laughing and crying at the same time. I mean, that is just life affirming. And I think that more people need to experience that. And I hope that anyone who loves theater knows exactly what I'm talking about. Anyone who hasn't been to the theater, this is what you're missing out on. This is why you need to come. Come to the theater and feel something and experience something live and in person in a way that maybe you've never had before.
I just hope that your listeners who haven't had a chance to come to see a show at Farmers Alley Theater take the plunge and come out to see a show, and hopefully one of these 8 shows piqued their interest. All of our information is available at our website, farmersalleytheater.com. We open the season October 6th with Gypsy, and we're just super excited to get our milestone 10th anniversary season underway and for the lights to go down and the curtain to go up.
Well, thank you both very much, and congratulations on the new season.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Kara.
Check out the new season of Farmers Alley Theater at farmersalleytheater.com. I'm Kara Lorenz. Thanks for tuning in to Weekend Let's Hear It on WMUK.